Greetings to you, precious child of God. You're welcome to yet another life-changing message from Reverend Sidney Alamensa. Reverend Sidney Alamensa is the head pastor of God is Our Light Church, City of His Presence. He is a man of God who operates in the healing, prophetic, and teaching ministries. Today, the man of God takes us through a powerful message themed Level Up. Stay tuned and be blessed. And now, today's message.
Amen. Someone say level up. Say level up. Hallelujah. Let's take our Bible from the book of Romans chapter 7 verse 21. I want to speak to you this morning on awakening experience on our team. Level up, level up, level up, level up, level up. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 7 verse 21. It says that I find then a law that when I will do good, evil is present with me. Evil is present with me. Can the church read it with me? Hallelujah. Amen. I want to appreciate all the men of God, Reverend Frederick, hallelujah, Pastor Roland, Pastor Dr. Roland, amen. Pastor said he's watching us online, he will, hallelujah, and we appreciate the gift on their life, amen. Now, what is the meaning of level up? And let's connect it to this scripture that we have read. Hallelujah. When we say level or level up, it is to increase something in order to remove a disparity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, there are times where I feel so glad that when we come to church, we lift up our right hand, we wave unto God, we sing sometimes, we scream on top of our voices, and there are times where the next neighbor sitting by your side is a bit intimidated, does not really understand why you are screaming, why you are yelling, but you understand that indeed God is faithful and he's doing something in your life. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. I have seen in moments like this where people have screamed and they received their miracle. Can I have a witness here? People have just screamed and they received their miracle. Some said Jesus and they received their miracle. Hallelujah. So in meetings like this, expect God to do the miraculous. Expect God to do something great. Hallelujah. Amen. Usually, please slay it down for me. Slay it. Usually when we talk about level up, if some of you are very particular about this word level up, we mostly find it in cases where you are playing a video game or you are playing a game on your phone. These days we have games on our Android phones. I see sometimes the women, you know, sometimes they are playing some game. I don't know how they call it, but you see some small balls and then, you know, they just move it left. Why are you behaving like you are not real here? Hallelujah. Why are you behaving like this is not happening? Amen. And then we see that, you know, some ball is just going up there, here and there. And that is one type of game. And there are other games where, you know, you insert some CD and then, you know, you play and then you get to this stage and get to that stage. And I'm not here to talk about the merit and the demerit of video games. Are you understanding me? But when you are playing a video game, you get to a place where you have to level up. Someone say level up. Say level up. So usually when you start the game, in the beginning, it is very easy. Am I communicating? It is very easy. They whet your appetite. You begin to kill some some enemies, you shoot them, you are excited. Sometimes you are just aiming somewhere and the bullet hit them, and they encourage you, you are doing well. And then you move to another stage, which is stage two. And when you move to stage two, it begins to get a bit difficult. It's becoming tougher. And you see some kind of strange enemies that will come, and then, you know, they will try to kill you. Sometimes they will kill you in the game, and then you will die, and then you come back again and all that. But if you are able to move from that level, then you go to another level. Are you understanding me? And that level, that is where you meet the bosses themselves. Am I communicating? Somebody say level up. So you meet the bosses themselves, and at that particular time, it is very, very difficult to eliminate them. Sometimes you try and you are frustrated, and you do not understand why. Listen, I have to spend so much time. I cannot move from this stage of this game to another stage of this game. And mostly this is how our life is. We start very innocent. Are you understanding me? We start and we don't have so many enemies like a child. A child that will ask the mother and say that, mommy, I need Milo, or mommy, I want you to buy me a toy, or mommy, I need this thing in my life. We start very innocent. Nothing, there are no burdens in our life. Are you understanding me? I remember my auntie was telling my son that enjoy whilst it lasts, because you get to a stage where now you have to exert what responsibility. Now you have to what be responsible. So like video games where we start and it's so easy, and you move to the next stage and it looks like it's getting difficult. You move to another stage and it's very, very difficult. So is it like in some of us, our life, that we get to a stage that, you know, everything is well. Some of you, I can tell for a fact that, you know, in your families, your father had money, your dad had money, everything was well. Some of you, it might not be so in your life, but some of us, things were well. I remember there were some days in my life where only me, when I got to secondary school, things were hard. And I said that, why is it that when he got to my 10, hallelujah, when my brother got new chop box and how do they call it, trunk, everything new, when he got to my 10, he said, go and spray his own and take it to school. Hallelujah. And I was like, daddy, why me? I said, why can't I go with something new? Are you understanding me? Are you understanding me? So it gets to a place in your life that, you know, you begin to go through certain things in your life. But there is a stage when you get to, like in the video games, you've got to level up. Those that have played video games, they understand what I'm talking about. Are you understanding me? Are you understanding me? And when you get to that stage that you need to level up, it comes with new ammunition. It comes with new skill. It comes with new ability. It comes with new reinforcement to be able to face the enemy ahead of you. Are you understanding me? So when you get to a place in your life, you need to level up. Without level up, you can't go forward. There are some of us, we are in a place of our life with that same momentum we started last year. We can't finish with it. We need to level. We need to level up. Are you understanding me? It's like you start from primary, and then you think that what you know in primary can get you to university. No. Are you understanding me? You need to level up in your career to even get to what a stage of prominence, to get to a stage where the money they will pay you will be well. Are you understanding me? You need to upgrade yourself. Even as a minister, as a pastor, I need to what upgrade myself. Listen, I can tell you what time I slept. You can't just wallow around surface ministry like that and expect God to bless you. No. It took Esther to say that the entire Jews will fast because Mordecai told him that, do you think that you'll be exempted because of what you are a princess? No. Because you are a princess, you will never be exempted. Because you are a Jew, if that law is enacted, I'm telling you, Esther, you'll be
And Esther said that, listen, the entire Jews, we have to fast. We have to fast. It get to it. Listen, some of you are listening to the sound of my voice. You can tell now that you are in that stage 2. You have to go to stage 3, but you need to level up. Are you understanding me? Listen, as you progress in life, the enemies, they become stronger. Can I have a witness here? Can I have a witness here? If they were coming with knives, the next step, they come with machete. Are you understanding me? So the more the Lord wants to lift you, the more you are leveling up, the more the enemies also come in different version, different dimension. But you see, one thing you need to understand is that when you level up, you don't level up alone. You level up with another skill. You level up with another ability. You level up with another dimension. Are you understanding me? Someone say level up. Say level up. Jesus realized that the battle that we face in this world will be great. And that is why he said in John 16:33, he says that 3 things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might find peace. In the world ye shall have what? Tribulation. But be of good... Oh, come on, Jesus. It says, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Look at somebody, say, Jesus has overcome the world. Say, Jesus has overcome the world. Listen, he told us that there will be problems. But he didn't say that we will stay in the problems forever. No. He says that you will come out of it. He says that be of what? Of good cheer. Are you understanding me? And I see that after this morning, somebody is walking in a good cheer. Somebody is walking in a good chair. Oh Lord, help me preach. Somebody is walking in a good chair. In the mighty name of Jesus, I have found a law that when I want to do good, evil is present with me. I have found a law. I have found a law that any time that I want to do good, evil is present with me. And I find that this is a principle, and it's a principle of evil. And Paul is speaking here. This is Paul. This is not Zacchaeus. This is Paul. This is Paul speaking here. He says that I am finding a law. Paul speaking. You know Paul. You know Paul. The man that met Jesus on his way to Damascus. And he was changed to a different version. He says that I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. It says that this kind of law is in me. That any time that I want to move forward, the law comes. That any time that I want to do something good, the law comes. The law comes to what? To fight me. And Paul says that, for I joyfully concur with the law of God in the inner man. Give me Romans 7:21 quickly, please. And let's read it. It says that, I find, some other versions say, I find then the principle that evil is present in me. Somebody say evil. Say evil. It says that, then one who want to do good, it says, for I joyfully, no, give me a knife. He said, for I joyfully concur with the law of God in the inner man. He says that, but I see a different law in the members of what? I see what? Another, this one say, I see another law at work in what? The members of what? Of my body. Underline the word members here. It says that, for I see another law at work in the what? In the members of my body. And it says that, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin, which is in my members. And Paul says, he said, wretched man that I am, wretched man that I am, who will set me free from the body of this death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, on the other hand, I myself, with my mind, I am serving the law of God, but on the other, with my flesh, the law of sin. Now, if you look at Romans 7, 21 to 25, it brings a conclusion of the seventh chapter of Romans. And these verses describes Paul's struggle with an indwelling sin. Can I preach like I feel? And it is written here that Paul is not just addressing immature believers. Paul is addressing mature believers. There is an indwelling sin that Paul is struggling with. And I like Paul so much because Paul is honest and transparent, unlike some of you. Why are you quiet on me? Paul is honest here. Are you understanding me? And he's being transparent because he wants others to benefit. He wants others to what? To benefit. And this is written under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to encourage you and I. He says, then I find what? A law. And as believers, some of us here, as you are listening to the sound of my voice, you can identify yourself with the struggle that Paul is going through. Somebody say, level up. Say, level up. It looks like that indwelling sin wants to go away. The more I push it, the more it comes. The more I believe God for it, the more it comes. The more it tries to fight my body, the more I pray, the more it comes. The struggle does not mean that, listen, that people just being converted alone is enough. No. It's never enough. And I when God gave me this theme, I said, man taku belija da kron tegede. And the Lord said, after today, it might look like it's a struggle, but it will live your life. Can I have a witness here? It might be like a struggle, but it will what? It will live your life. Granted to say that there are some of us that think that, listen, if we are saved, we are saved. But Paul said, then I find a law. He said, then I find a law. However, listen, how much many of us here, we are born again. Listen, the people say that, you know what, if I'm born again, you know, that is that. I'm free. I'm okay. Everything is fine. But if I am a believer, the more I grow, the more my demons become more. You might not agree with me, but I will explain. Hallelujah. Their life and your life will be a battlefield. Last time I prayed the other day, I said you will fight and fight and fight until you go down 6 feet. You will continue to fight. There is no one-time revival service that says it is enough. No. I'm telling you the truth. You will fight and battle until the Lord calls you. Are you understanding me? 7, give me 22. It gives a clarification. And I want us to break it down. Please give me your attentive ear and understand this. I want us to break it down. Give me 7:22. It says that what? Can we read it together? For in my what? Inner being, I delight what? In God's law. Remember, he's talked about what? Another law. Are you understanding me? So there are two laws that are operating in the inside of Paul. The good law, which is God's law, and the evil law. Are you with me? Are you understanding me? And here, it just clarifies to us that Paul is saying that there are two opposite laws that are fighting with the members of my body. One pulls me here and one pulls me on the other side. The one is good and the one is evil. And they pull me all the time. And these are some of the things that we go through. There are two laws that are pulling us. There are times where God wants to lift you and God wants to place you in a place of prominence. But there is an evil law that pulls you on the left. But there is a good law that also wants to pull you on the right. But God says that anytime I come in, the good law will always be victorious. But it's not easy like that. Hallelujah. For in my inner being, I delight what? This is Paul speaking here. Oh, see there? For in my inner being, me, me, me papa. Me pese me come nimo. Me sadie we ya I see me crying. Me who say me pese o ye be power me mu. But anytime bia me try bia, there is evil present. Sapratoche. Anytime I want to listen after revival like that, there is so much awe, so much strength, so much power. After 2 weeks, 3 weeks, there is an evil law. So Paul is saying that Paul the apostle, my inner being, I delight in God's law. Something is pulling me on the left. Something is pulling me on the right. There are opposite laws that are struggling with me. There are opposite laws that are struggling with me. Can I have a witness here? Can I preach like I feel? And that is what happens in our life. You are looking at me like you are fake. Here we like real people. People that will say that I'm struggling, but I need help. You are not holy.
Hallelujah.
Here we are real people. We are people that admit that God, there is another law that is fighting in the members of what? Of my body. It says, for in my inner being, I delight in what? In God's law. Now, the law of God here that Paul is referring to is the Mosaic law. He's referring to the commandment of God. He's saying that as a believer, you cannot do away with the good law. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. He says that in my inner being, I also find the good law. Are you understanding me? The good law is speaking to me. He's saying that as a believer, listen, this is still operative in the life of Paul. And as a believer, he says that this law about God, these 10 commandments, they are in me. Have you realized there are times where you want to do something and you remember the law? You remember the law. But as much as you remember, you don't like this preaching.
Hallelujah. My sermon I prepared, the Lord changed it. That sermon, if I preach it today, nobody will sit down. Hallelujah.
That any time that I feel that I want to do good, this good law is speaking to me, do good. And then there is another law, say, Adwa.
Menfiobia. Obianobia. Can I have a witness here? And we feel that we have the liberty to do whatever we want to do. But Paul is saying it's not you. There is a law. There is a law. There is a law. There is a law. And Paul is saying that I cannot just do away with the law of God, which is good. I can't just do away with the commandment of God, which would have to still regulate my life, which would still have to guide my... Listen, some of us, we have even thrown away the commandment of God. The 10 commandments, we have even thrown it away. But Paul says that I find this good law. You know, Paul was astute when it comes to things about the word, things about the law. Are you understanding me? So he knew everything about the law. And Paul is saying that, listen, sometimes I am upset because within me, I find the good law. I find it because I am joyful about it. I find it because I know God has really put it in me. But what is this about this good law? And that is the commandment of God. Are you understanding me? And I love what the psalmist said. The psalmist was joyful and delighted about the law of God. He says that how blessed is the man that does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. So when Paul was referring to the good law, he was referring to this word. He said that how blessed is the man that does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. So anytime the evil law is pulling him, he remembers in his inner being that there is a good law. There is God's law. And God's law is saying that blessed is the man that does not walk in the counsel of what? The wicked. Nor standeth in the ways of what? Of sinners. Nor seated in the seat of what? The scornful.
He remembers what? The law. And this is what the law does. So Paul finds in his inner being that evil is saying that walk in the counsel of the wicked. And the good Lord said, do not walk in the counsel of the wicked. Evil says that, listen, sit in the seat of discomfort. Can I preach like a fear? But then the evil Lord says, sit in the seat of discomfort. And the good Lord said, no, you can't sit in the seat of discomfort. He finds it in his inner being that there is a threefold separation that can bless a man's life. Threefold separation. And number one is that do not walk in the counsel of the wicked. Number two, do not stand in the path of sinners. And number three, do not sit in what? In the seat of what? Give me someone. Someone. Maybe some of you think we are quoting from some Greek book. Hallelujah. Let's read together, church. The Lord says, can I prophesy to you? I prophesy to two people here. The Lord says, how you'll be blessed in awakening experience, level up, is for you to touch these three dimensions that makes a man blessed. I prophesy to you, as you walk in this dimension, may the Lord open strange doors for you in the name of Jesus Christ. I love it. Move to the next verse for me. It says that what? The delight of the righteous man is found, not what? He said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in the law does he what? Meditate what? Day and what? And night. There is something about the law which is good. And he says that if you meditate day and night, give me the next verse. Oh, I love Psalm so much. He says that he meditates day and night. And he says what? As he meditates, what will happen? And there is a word there. He says what? No, kwechiremami. I see, but his what? His delight is in the word. You know delight, right? He's happy. And in the law, King James, I love you, dot. Dot, he meditate day and what? And night. Next verse. But he says that, and he started, he said, but, and he says what? And he shall be like what? A tree planted by the rivers of what? Of water. He doeth shall prosper. The Lord sent me to tell you that there are streams of water when you find yourself with the good law of the Lord. The Lord sent me to tell you that in this level up, your spirit is getting awakened. Your spirit is getting awakened. Your spirit is getting awakened. The Lord sent it to tell you that there is a refreshing that is coming upon your life because you delight in the law of. What does the law of God do for you? First, it reveals the holiness of God. What does the law of God? Are you following? Are you following? Paul, he himself says, I find a law. It reveals the holiness of God. Hallelujah. And that is to say that the God who uttered the law also reveals himself through the law. And God makes distinction between what is evil and what is good. Are you understanding me? And this is an expression of the holiness of God. Are you understanding me? Number two, what does the law of God does for you? The law of God also reveals the will of God in your life. Write it down. The law of God also reveals the will of God in your life. And that is to say that every time that God says that you shall, he is pointing you to his will. And any time that God says you shall not, he's pointing you to the epicenter of his plan for your life. Are you understanding me? So there are times where he's saying that you shall, and there are times where he says that you will. He has an intent for doing that. Are you understanding me? For any time the law of God tells me that, Sydney, you shall not, God is pointing me to the epicenter of his plan concerning my life. Are you understanding me? But Paul says that there is a different law apart from this law that will bring me out streams of blessing, that will bring me out streams of favor, that will bring me out streams of prosperity. There is a different law. Look at somebody, say a different law. Say another law. Say another law.
Jehovah. Somebody say, Lord, have mercy.
I'll get used to with it, the lens and preaching, you know. I want to remove, but I can't remove.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say a different law. A different law. Paul gives us that there is a different law that is working within you. Are you understanding me? There is a different law that is what? Working with you. And you know what that different law does? It is in conflict with the good law. Are you understanding me? Am I communicating? Please stay with me. It is what? In conflict what? With a good law. And see what Paul says in verse 22. Go for me. Go to my anchor scripture. Verse 22. It says, 23. Go 23. It says that, but what? Let's read together. But. In what? Hold on. Don't be in a hurry. Hold on. In what? In the members of what? Of my body. He says, but I see you. Now you understand the other law. Sweetheart, you understand, right? I see what? Another law at work in what? The members of what? Of my body. Are you understanding me? And this is in contrast what? With the what? With the first law. Are you with me? This kind of law is hostile to the law that does good. This kind of law is hostile to the good law that will prosper you. This kind of law is hostile to the law that when a prophecy comes upon your life, there is this other law that is fighting that prophecy. And that is why Paul told Timothy, he said, wage a good war. That wage a good war is not only I bind, I lose. That wage a good law is to understand that there is an evil law to bring me down. It does not only fight around my family, it fight in my inner being. And what is Paul saying here? Do you understand? He says that, and they fight the members of my body. They fight his eyes, and his eyes, they fight him on the last of the eyes. Can I preach like I feel? You don't like the law that is fighting with a member of my body. There are times where I open my phone and there is pornography. It is fighting with a member of my body. I want to skip. I can't skip. I have seen some demons, they can freeze your phone. I have seen some demons. You get there, iPhone 14 is frozen. How? My God, how is that possible? How you see it's frozen? You want to scroll, it doesn't scroll. There is a law. You want to move, it doesn't move. There is a law. You want to move, it doesn't move. Yeah. Someone say fire. Say fire. Don't claim you are real here. We are all fake. You are fake, I'm fake. Are you understanding me? Some people like, you know me, I'm sanctimonious piousity. There is a law fighting in the member of what? Of your body. He says that not only member, he says what? Members of what? Of my body. Are you understanding me? They fight the members of my body, and one member that they fight is the member of my mind. Are you understanding me? One of the things the enemy does to you, even in fighting against your prophetic word, is your mind. Are you understanding me? Another member that the evil fight is the member of your mind. Again, Bonnie, again.
Amen. Also,
hallelujah. Selfish ambition. I just say, "Oh, saying I'm in Pedro B." Hey, hey, because hey, there is this law. Ah, you see somebody who should be excited and say, "You are looking beautiful, sir." Which I was also here. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. There is another law fighting a member of one of my body. Are you understanding me? There are so much selfish thought. There is greed. There is envy. Are you understanding me? Hey, to was you. Nyame so be sira. Can forbid ye. Yesi bon so mo watch watch tree unsa. Zia di am mbi a tree unsa. Untu insane. Hallelujah. When you celebrate others, you will also be celebrated. Hallelujah. You see, there is a saying that when you don't have money, you say, "Malt is not nice, it's expensive." Hallelujah. When people have, God have blessed them, they've bought their non-alcoholic wine, and now they are drinking, and all that you look at is, we didn't say pom pom ti oda. No, no. Hallelujah. God have blessed somebody. He's gone to the aqua safari and he or she is relaxing himself. Not with jagu jagu jiggy jiggy. No. Are you understanding me? He's enjoying himself. People look at him and say, what is this? What is this? This you follow. You. The day all your money will finish, we will laugh at you. Are you understanding me? There is a law that is fighting a member of what? Of my body. Are you understanding me? And Paul is saying that yes, not only one member, there is other member. There are other member. And one of the member is my ears. Hey, and check a concern. You don't like this message, right? Am I communicating? There is another member. A member of my body, the ears, and I know any member. I just a manti. Hey, Reverend, why did you say the say offering or the higher way? No. Hallelujah. I just a manti. I buy your way a bus of free mu. Ah, no no school ko no kro free infa. And now by yes, I am a protocol, and now by yes, I am an altar ministry, or Kasakura, I've sent you some mic. Hey, and a guy began a TT, began a Yehunio. And when they close, they will stand outside and begin to gossip about others. There is a member of my body, and Paul is saying they are fighting against me, and not by themselves. There is an evil law. There is an evil law. Are you understanding me? Somebody say, an evil law. Say an evil law. Say an evil law. Say an evil law. And it's so tantalizing, if you want to say that, that we exaggerate too much. Exaggerate. Nobody can tell you something personal. Sister, me bro. Me see, me a bema me honfe. Ma me bre. Because me dad and banners are Misro Kaimu on Pai Bumu. Why Misro me who about we are Missu Muffe? Missu, what we need to say? We someone say, yeah. Those that are not smart, they don't want me to go there, but I'll go there. Hallelujah. Me who about Missu Muffe? Missu. One I'm on two, it's a guitar shape, Bisa. Now, only what the NTB are made on one day. After 1 month, was this an adrenaline? Was how Coco who up? What kind of lifestyle? If you'll be able to say, what kind of lifestyle is that? If some of the men were true, some of the ladies would have been married by now. and I saw a woman. And I said, you are the apple of my eye. And I took her to my house. And I said, mommy, this is the woman I will marry.
No hotel one, hotel two, hotel three, hotel four, hotel five.
There is a member in my...
Hallelujah.
And it's fighting me. And that which I don't hear, I say it. Which I'm not supposed to say, I say it. There is a member, and that is the member of my tongue. Are you understanding me? I speak halfway truth, and I pull others down.
So you say our basso, and then we need anointing.
Hallelujah. Today, God bless you with one car. People are talking about it like you are the first person that bought a car in this world. Small iPhone that, you know, your beloved just gave it to you. People are jealous about it. Things that are not there, they say they are there. Hallelujah. You didn't go to any Dubai, they say you went to Dubai. Someone say, hey. Say, hey.
Half truth.
Paul says there is another law at work in what? And you know what they do? Oh God. They do what? They wage what? War. You know war? Battle. Are you understanding me? Can you imagine that the ear is battling you, the tongue is battling you, the eyes is battling you, it's pulling you here, it's pulling you here, it's pulling you here. And he says that they wage war against what? The law of what? Of my what? Of my mind. So that means that there is another law that will send me to the opposite direction, and there is another law that will send me to the good direction. Are you understanding me? And he's saying that they, what they do is that they wage war one against what? My mind, making me one a prisoner. Are you understanding me? And that is why some of us, this law has made some of us one prisoners. Hey, awaken, you will level up. Hallelujah. Can I say, I will level up. Whether the devil likes it or not, I will level up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will level up. And Paul does not end there. You are Paul, right? Apostle Paul. He doesn't end there. He says, another member of my body, which is my feet. Where I'm not supposed to go, I enter. Hey!
Hallelujah. Wo friend o Yesu. 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 Wo friend o Yesu. Wo friend o Yesu. 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 Wo friend o
another member of my body, which is my feet. Where I'm not supposed to enter, I enter. The door I'm not supposed to knock, I knock.
Hallelujah.
Listen, let me be frank with you. I can't.
Oh, I love you. I love you. I love you.
Hallelujah. Listen, I can preach good message. I mean, you guys know me. And I'm preaching a good message. I mean, some of your definition of good message, I know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Where I'm not supposed to enter, I enter. Paul is saying, "No, Paul, not Zacchaeus, Paul.
That there is another member of my body, my legs." Hallelujah. When you didn't have a car, you were okay. Now you had a car, a brie popping, a quiapin popping. The clubs are popping. Hallelujah. And brana unikano. Now be koneya odi. Ebi ananya mebua. Hallelujah. But when that car came, anka fama abayo away, come lift more from bra.
Sorry no.
Where my legs are not supposed to go is where I enter. He said that there are members of my body that is what? Fighting against me. Are you understanding me? And anytime I want to do good, the other members of my body with that power of the evil law is pulling me backwards. The Lord sent you to tell you that after today, if there is any member of your body fighting against, it dies now in the name of Jesus. Paul says that this different law is waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin which is in my members. That is in verse 23. It says that they are waging war. It says that it's a battle. And it didn't say that, you know, it used to wage war. It's in the present. Charlie, the guy is telling you that this is present. Are you understanding me? This is in the present. It is an ongoing what? Struggle. Are you understanding me? Are you understanding me? It's what? It's an ongoing what? Struggle. And he says that the law of the mind. And the law of the mind refers to the new mind that we have what? In Christ. Are you understanding me? So as a believer, when you become a born again, you have a new perspective. You have a new darling. And the darling is Jesus. You have a new lover. And the lover is Jesus. But there is something that will want to fight against you from what? From going forward. And Paul is telling us that this is an ongoing what? Battle. We will continue to fight it, but there is an escape route. Tell somebody an escape route. I cannot end my message by not telling you the escape route. There is always an escape route. If there is an entry, there is an exit. Can I preach for you? If there is an entry, there is what? An exit. And I came to tell you, for I see some of you exiting. You are saying bye-bye to the other law in this awakening experience. Bye-bye to the other law in the name of Jesus Christ. It says the battle of the Christian is the battle of the mind. And that is why the book of Romans 12 verse 1 says that do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by what? The renewing of your mind. Are you understanding? If I don't renew my mind, I will always fall behind. Listen, some of you, I said last Sunday, the level God wants to put you, this level, he's testing you. Level now on, are you understanding me? The bigger one is yet to come. Are you understanding me? Are you understanding me? He's saying that by renewing what of your mind. Some of us, we always try to neglect the assembly of the... Listen, anya ube free hat die, one tia simbia ube tia sembako. And I said the last time, if you travel somewhere and you detach yourself with the assembly of the brethren, and that is why the Bible says that do not forsake the assembly of the brethren. I love what the man of God said on Friday, Reverend Frederick, he said something. Zoom is fine. Zoom is fine, but there are times where you need to meet together. When I see you, there is an energy, spiritual energy, that emanates from you that enters into me. Are you understanding me? When I see the desire and the passion you are praying, I'm like, God, how, why can't I pray like him? Are you understanding me? Iron sharpened iron. We need to meet together. Look at somebody, say, limit the Zoom small. Why are you online, sir? Why are you online, sir? Hallelujah. Anytime they call you, come to church online. Monday online. Tuesday online. Wednesday online. Saturday online. When will you be there yourself? Are you understanding me? Huh? Paul says that. So what do I do? He says, number one, remain alert. Remain alert. He says that we must constantly vigil. We must examine ourselves, confessing our sin and repent of our sin. Constant alert. Can't you be saying Mwinimbri? Mwinimbri. Here. My eyes are open. Yeah. Let me tell you something. This blessing you are in, it won't be like that forever. Before God will lift you to the other level, he needs to help you to fight a member of the body. Are you understanding me? Because if you are not careful, you get to a stage when these members begin, not the one member. When all of them begin to fight you, so Paul is saying, say, seek and remain armed. Remain what? Armed. Are you understanding me? Remain armed, meaning that put on the word of God. Are you understanding me? Let the word of God be like bread and butter. Eat it like you are crazy, like you eat gobe, like something. Are you understanding me? Let the word of God be in you. Remain what? Armed. And I love this so much, because if we are there and we remain armed, we are not alone. Are you understanding me? Look at somebody, say, you are not alone. You are not alone because you have the Paracletus with you. Are you understanding me? He is the Holy Ghost, and he was the one that came upon the 120. He changed your life from worse to better. When we are armed not only with the word of God, but with the fusion power of the Holy Spirit. Can you imagine when you wake up in the morning, things are not going on well, and you begin to enter in the spirit where people think we are crazy? You are like Greco Pasakatoko Boyanda, Ekepeteko Paradasa. People think you are crazy, but there is a member that is fighting you. You are like Gemparonte Kepeyada. Holy Ghost, begin to work in me. Eyanta Parada. Holy Ghost, begin to work in me. That is why, listen, if you are here, you don't pray in tongues. Please see me. We'll pray for you. Hallelujah. Are you understanding me? There are certain things that are going on in your life. Your nature cannot consume. It takes the spirit. Are you understanding me? There are some arrows that will be flying. It takes what? The spirit. Number three, Paul says that be aggressive. Be what? Aggressive. Hey, after level up, we say, wasori kona oko ene umba ochina umba yebe hu na 31st December maweni mbre. You see, the devil, is cunning. You see, what he will tell you is that any man aw kona he ya ye the man na nyame dan mo tina ho dem a tina ho dem a. That's what he's telling you, and then he begins to show you a picture. Did you see your mother? Do you see your father? Do you see your uncle? Huh? Christ in me. Christ in me. Christ in me. I wish I had believers that would say that after this awakening, that version of me will not remain the same. Can I preach like I feel? That version of me will not remain the same. I am not like mother, like daughter. No. I am not like father, like son. No. Shantebede, there is a Paracletus in me. That is the Holy Ghost. He is the one that can do. He is the one that is a lifting man. He will do it. But we have to come out from these members. Hallelujah. And three enemies that will always fight us. One, the world. Two, the devil. And three, your flesh. Three enemies. Just say, obey, born again. These are your, listen, not that some wizard. These are major enemies that will fight against you. The world, the devil. Now who conquer two new year? I can't last one. But to watch him. It's what? It's your flesh. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. When we started this fast, my wife and I, we agreed. We said, this fast, it's not a joke. Hallelujah. While some of you were breaking with Gobe and Kokonte and all that. Look at somebody in the eyes and say, ay, 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 ay. So, I'm sure we need more. I'm not just saying, hallelujah. You know, I know people that says that if you are telling lies, look into my eyes. Some people are strategic and they are good in telling lies, but they will look into your eye. They say, don't blink. They won't blink. Hallelujah. Are you understanding me? three enemies. So after conquering the world and even having to do away with the schemes of the enemy, there is the flesh. Look at the world we find ourselves in, entertainment, politics, and all that. Hallelujah. Sometimes you are a young guy and all your music videos is the women they've dressed on way, they are shining, they are Hallelujah. But by the time you come out of your room, you are not fire.
I love that man.
Hallelujah. Because the music video, you are all them, it's not some yama yama things and all that. So now even the lady or the guy you are with, now you are seeing a different version of what you are seeing in the video. Are you understanding me? So now you are there. You start to call Jim. Hallelujah. But who whom you see now, Eja? Eh? What tracking age now? Who say, me mama, we have mama in a hurry. It's who healing age now? Who say, Adi Ebibem Kakra. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. So a lot of things are fighting us, politics, entertainment, and a lot of things. We said, no TV. I said, we shut down the TV, put the plug off, nothing. We want to be focused in these 30 days. No TV. Imagine that you are fasting and you are watching Jack Chan movie. Or you are watching Arnold Schwarzenegger. Or you are watching that Chinese movie, they fly everywhere. You don't know how they fly. You see, no high, they land somewhere. Are you understanding me? Where is that decency in your fast? Are you with me? You are fasting and all these unnecessary things on TV. You are soaking it like that. There is a law that is pulling you. And now you enter your job place and there is this skirmish and things that are happening. And you are saying, that, Lord, I decree and declare. And the law is telling you, who are you decreeing and declaring? Who are you decreeing and it's not working. Paul, I know. Who are you? Are you understanding me? You see, some of you, that's why when you mention the name of Jesus, it doesn't work. There is no importance to the name of Jesus. You meant like today, what will happen right now after here? Some of you mention Jesus is like, it's normal, Jesus. When we say in the name of Jesus, say in the name of Jesus. There is no understanding to it. There is no relationship to that name. And that is why when you cast, they don't go. Are you understanding me? That is why when you bind, they are there. The wizards and the covens in the family, they look at you and they say, ah, Jesus, I know, who are you? I'm a ufrinfa. Minimu. Are you understanding me? So you are saying, Holy Ghost, fire. And they are there looking at you and say, fire from where? Are you understanding? I remember when we were growing up in ministry as young guys like that, and our spiritual mother, you know, she was praying for somebody and there is a deliverance and all that. And then he looked at, he said, guys, go and lay hands. And everyone was looking, he said, we should go now. Because we realized this lady, there was this time, there was this deliverance, the way he massacred people there. And me, if you would look at my pictures in the past, hey, now I'm even okay. So I'm like, hey, Alamesa, no. So there was this one fair guy, he was a bit, I said, Ernest, Charlie, you have to go and handle this thing. And then he touched the lady like, say, in the name of Jesus, I cast you, I say, I wanna. Now I understand there was a member of the body. Are you understanding me? You need to have what? That relationship. It says that I find then a law that when I will do good, evil is present with me. Are you understanding me? He finally says that evil is what? Present with me. And that is why I bring my message to an end. That the Bible said there was a man called Jacob. Somebody say Jacob. Jacob's name was changed from Jacob to what? Israel. And Israel means that God what? Prevails. Are you understanding me? God what prevails. But before his name was changed from Jacob to Israel, he had to have an encounter. Somebody say encounter. Somebody say encounter. And that is the waking experience. You see, we want to move from here into encounters. Somebody say encounter. But before Jacob had an encounter, he had another encounter at Bethel. But that encounter did not change Jacob. You are lost, right? Jacob had an encounter and he saw a ladder and he saw angels ascending and descending. Remember, he had an encounter at Bethel, but that encounter did not change him. And the Lord said to me, he said, son, come and tell your people that some of you here, all the time there is a waking experience, there is revival. You have that encounter, but the encounters, they don't change you. When will God see that Deborah in you? When will God see that Esther in you? When will God see that Joanna in you? When will the Elijah and Elisha in you come out? He had an encounter. Can you imagine if I had an encounter? I see angels ascending and descending. But I say, son, look at somebody, say, it never changed Jacob. Say, it never changed Jacob. It never changed Jacob. He was only changed when his limb was touched. First encounter, and this is what happened. Now some of us, we have had encounters upon encounters. I bet you, encounters upon encounters. I was praying in the night around 1:30 there. I started praying and all of a sudden I started crying. I don't know where this, I started crying. And all of a sudden, I felt the presence at the hall. And I said, God, thank you for visiting. And he said, today, I will speak to my people in a manner that many of us here will leave this place not just with a blessing, but with an encounter. May your life not be like Jacob in Bethel. May your life be like Jacob when he was touched by an angel, when he was touched by God, in the name of Jesus Christ. You see, when you have true encounter, people can see. And I'm Ibua, am I wasting your time? When you have true encounter, people can see. Because when Jacob, not the encounter at Bethel, no, when he had the another encounter, when the angel touched him, he touched his limb. Now you could see even how he was walking. He walked with a stick. Now we could see that Jacob had a true encounter. Not that your surface encounter. Are you understanding me? When you have an encounter, we should see it. Are you understanding me? It has to show in your prayer life. It has to show in your church. You don't just go to church. You are part of the church. I am part of something. I am doing something. What can I do, sir? I want to be part of a department. I want to be this. I want to be that. Are you want true encounters? They change people. Some of you, after today, your true encounter is bringing your destiny helper. It's bringing your destiny helper. Sometimes we want to go through hell till we get through encounter. Jacob got to that place and he said that, listen, my spiritual work has to change. This time around, I want what? A true what? Encounter. Are you understanding me? And he had to back up himself. He told everybody around me, go, go, go. There are times where in a true encounter, you need to separate yourself. He told all the families, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Listen, God is looking for somebody who will say that. After this awakening experience, it doesn't end there. I need to separate myself. I need to refocus. I need to see my true version. This thing where I am is not enough. It's not enough. Are you understanding me? Listen, I have seen God have put men in the lives of people. They've changed them. One time, one day, some people are praying, God, give me man, let me marry, or give me woman, let me marry. They be one, sir. Sa de ni po, when you claim ni bibias, one, sir. And that your true husband is on the way coming. Someone say true encounter. Say, I need that true encounter. Say, I need that true encounter. It took Jacob to be at Peniel to have one, a true one encounter. And Peniel means face God. Face what? Face God. There are times in our life where, in this awakening experience, you see, the Lord sent me with a word. He says that no, it doesn't end today. Oh. It takes us to the end of the year and even beyond. I want you to wave your hand and say, Lord, I need that encounter. Say, Lord, I need that encounter. Say, Lord, I need that encounter. Listen, some of you need, I love Elom, she's not here, right? She's here. Ah, wave, let me see. I love your testimony. Kaboni Abasada. It says that, and she fasted for 3 days upon the direction of the manservant. I said, no, Lord, I need an encounter. Come to send me. I didn't have a life here, sir. Listen, there are some of us, when we started school, there were some guys who were very bright. But you can tell where they are now. Some of them will call you and even beg for money. She said, Lord, I need one, an encounter. I need a job. Listen, sometimes it's not about, some of you can call people like, I'm not saying that God doesn't use men to bless men. God does. But there are times where you need to separate yourself. Are you understand? You need to speak to him that God will bring that destiny helper in your life. Some of you after today, go on a 3 days try. Hallelujah. And some of you can do it. I remember when we were fasting, the first 3 days dry, no food, no water. I said it the last time. I got to a stage, the members of my body were talking. Go on a 3 days try. Lord, if you don't bless me, I'm not leaving. And scripture has proven with Esther. Esther. Look at a princess, beautiful like that. She was not thinking about she was not thinking about how the face will look like. Some of you are thinking about your beauty now. You are thinking about now over tomorrow. Are you understanding me? I fast 3 days and I say, Lord, Nyame, if you don't bless me, I'm not going anywhere. Imagine that if I don't have a job and I'm home like that. I lock my door, I'm inside. And I'm praying. Not some emotional prayer. Prayer with the word. List it there. Go to the courtroom and speak to the intercessor. Lord, this is your creation. I can't live my life like this. No. No. Something has to change. I've seen God raise people who were non-entity and put them in a place of prominence. And God can do it for you. I'm fast and say, Lord. Because you know what it means? I deny myself from a lot of things. I deny myself from the world. I deny myself from food and so many things. And I pray, Lord, if you don't bless me, I'm not going. And I'm fasting and I'm praying. I'm telling you, after that 3 days, watch it. You will come here and you will testify. There is a boss in your office standing against your promotion. Fast and see the hand of God. Fast. Why is this person frustrating my life? You see, Pastor Kobe's testimony, he heard they say the man is gone. Here, God is merciful, but he judges as well. Are you understanding me? Please stand up on your feet for me.
Life-changing messages, transformative words of power from the Oracle of God, Reverend Sidney Olumensah. Beloved, I believe you have been blessed by that powerful message from the man of God. Don't forget to share this message with your loved ones. God bless you. Shalom.